Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Radio show with your host, Coach Chanel Butts. I am actually here today at a women's fellowship event, the Way Back to God Non-Denominational Church. And I just wanted to say thank you. It's an honor to be here. And I would also like to say thank you to First Lady Shawnee Jacob. And I just welcome you all in on this podcast. If I mess up the name, I apologize. I am a little nervous, but that's okay, too. You just go with it, right? So, again, today we are going to be speaking on the struggle is real, but so is grace. And so I'm asking all the callers, the audience that are calling in or dialing in, to please mute your phone to keep down the background noise. And we will be starting in just a second. Okay, so what I'm going to do first is read 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So I'm just getting ready to go in with you all about God's grace, about, you know, the trials and tribulations that we have in life. And, you know, everyone has their own individual journey, right? Everyone goes through their own trials and tribulations. And so in that, I would like to first say that I am a living testimony of God's grace. And that, you know, we may not be able to help what we go through, but we have to remember that God is able. And his grace is sufficient enough. But we have to stay focused on God. We have to remember his promises. So I am going to now read Luke 14 and 27. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. We have our own many crosses that we have to bear. We just do. And with that being said, we have to always be reminded that Christ died for all of us. So just imagine our pain as an individual versus the pain that God suffered on a cross for all. I also want to just say, you know, that we are all born with gifts. We all have pain and trials and tribulations that we go through, but we also have gifts. Each and every last one of us, we have treasure within us that we're supposed to go out and use to help other people get through. So your testimony is in your pain, in conquering and triumphing over that. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you step past your pain to get to your purpose? God. You have to seek God. Right? Matthew 6 and 33. Seek thee first the kingdom. But do you have faith? Do you really? So these are the things I touch on because where we're at in this season, we need to really honestly know that God is who he says he is. And his promises are true. So what I'm trying to do is give you all something today that you can take and utilize every day. Because, yes, we're gathered together right now. But when we go home, we all go home in our own individual space. We may wear smiles right now. But that does not mean that somebody's not hurting in this room. So what I am here to do today on this show and for my audience that's here live and the ones that are listening is give hope. Give you food, give you soul food that you can take with you, because guess what? Again, we have so many people who say they know the Lord, but do they really? Do they really? And it keeps other people from wanting to come to the Lord, because the ones that say that they know the Lord are the ones that are pushing the lost away. Our job as disciples in the kingdom is to be about our Father's business, not our own. Not our own. And as a woman who empowers and encourages through my testimony, through my trials, through my pain, I am a conqueror, I am victorious, and it's through Christ. Not my own will, not my own way, strictly through God. And so if you all want to ask any questions, you're welcome to do so. This right here today is different, so we just want to do it however it comes, however God, however it flows is how we're going to do it. If you have any questions in regards to anything you would like to ask me related to struggle, you know, how did you overcome, anything. When I said that you all have gifts within you, what I mean by that is that God, when we came here on this earth, we all came already packaged and ready for the world for our assignment. A lot of people, you know, go prematurely. But we don't have to. We are to give what God has given to us to the world. Gifts. I can speak on this like this. Your talents, your purposes, and things like that. Some people don't know what their purpose is. Some people are still trying to figure out their purpose, and it does not matter what age you are. How do you get to know your purpose? Seeking the Lord. Allowing yourself to be open to hear through prayer, through fasting, through fellowship with other women, like-minded women, you know, find women who are older than you. They don't necessarily have to be your age because they have wisdom. Our elders have wisdom. God is just pouring us out, and I'm just letting you all know that you all are wonderful, you're beautiful, you're gifted, use it. Don't let it go to the wayside. Everybody has a story. Every last one of us.
How would you encourage someone to continue to walk in their faith even when they feel like everything is against them?
Great question. Thank you for being open to ask. So for me, I would encourage you by saying that the toughest trials and tribulations are for the strong. God knows, as well as the enemy knows, what you have within you. And so you have to know who you are and what you are in Christ. It's a battle. And the battle is, are you going to allow the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy your dream, your purpose, yourself? Or are you going to allow the Lord to fight that battle and you stand in who you are? good. Great question. So you have to really be open to the Holy Spirit to be able to hear the sign. And so what you need to start doing is asking God for more discernment, wisdom, and understanding. But as you do that, you also seek his word. You go into his word. His word is a living word. So you can Google what are the promises biblically in the book of in the Bible. What are God's promises? And start reading his promises. He has promises. And when you're seeking, you know, a stronger faith and you want to know where you're going, what directions you're going in and everything like that, you really honestly need to give God time. Like in the morning, you can get up, you know, and give some time to God and say, Lord, I'm seeking this. I need answers to this specific thing or direction for my life. But then you have to allow him to speak to you. And so the promises of the God's word, they are in the Bible. I actually have started doing that more often, especially in these days, these times that we're in, standing on the promises of God. Your word says this specifically, Father God, and I stand on the promises that you have set before us. You're welcome.
Okay. Earlier you spoke on people being in the faith but not walking in it, and that can sometimes deter other people who are also in the faith who have been raised. Because they're trying to walk accordingly, and in them trying to walk accordingly, other people who are already established or supposed to be pillars can sometimes offend them in a way and make them fall away. And then it's hard for them to come back because they don't realize if they're wanted or they feel that if they did something wrong. Because sometimes the church people can be the worst people, and it makes you feel like you're unworthy.
God has people like First Lady. God has people like Coach Chanel. We are examples of what it looks like to really have a relationship with the Lord and also bring other women and other children, you know, other people into tradition. The traditional churches and things like that, they're still learning right now today. That's why the churches are closed right now. God is doing a new thing, but again, you know, judgment, we are not to judge. We are not to judge. We are to love. God said that he is of love. He gave specific instructions to go out and get the law. That's what we're supposed to be doing, not judging, not tearing down, not shunning and pushing people away. We are to actually be showing that God is love. So as far as the churches, you know, and having people who are like that, that's why God said that we are to have a discernment. We are to look, watch, because you don't have to take part in those types of things. You do not, you know, but we do still have our own individual responsibility of seeking the Lord for ourselves. We cannot base it upon what somebody else is doing, what they said, or any of that, because this is our salvation.
Right.
That's right. This is our salvation.
Right.
And they will be held accountable. They will be held accountable. So that's the thing about the world. We have to separate ourselves from the things that are going on in the world. I am not perfect by any means. I still got to work. But I love God, and I love you all. I love who he is and what he represents. And that is for us to love one another, be in unity, support, and pick another sister, another brother, another child up.
Women, our testimony tells that we know about, that women understand one another. And I have women at the Way Back to God, one denominational church, I'm telling you, if there's a word that needs to go out, speak to the women here. You know, I'm blessed that we are not only striving to make it in, we're definitely working and because it works. And so just want to let everybody know that we at Design, non-denominational church women are awesome, and we just build each other up, and I think that's what it takes.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so there's a part that I'm different with, because the Bible does say that we judge. It says, judge me, she be judged, and to take the plank out of your eye. So it's not that he's saying that we don't judge. We do. We are allowed to judge as long as we're not walking in that thing, because I can't correct you on something that I've done for myself.
Correct. But there's a difference. There's a difference in judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can judge somebody, or positive criticism is what it's called, constructive criticism versus a blatantly just a, yeah, because there's always two sides, right? And two perspectives.
That's why he said act.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for being here. Beautiful words. When you think of it in class, and you think of purpose, and where God has led myself over the past few years, and that those trials and those tribulations always say turn that pain into purpose. He'll turn that pain into purpose. And when you know that, and you know what God put in you, and you're right there, but there's a delay, how do you keep that passion to keep going? Because it's right here, which God says it's not time.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting God's time, and you say, and you're tired, you're like, man, I just
want to,
you can feel yourself in it, but you're not there.
So that's a good question, and I've been going through that as well in certain spaces of my ministry and things like that. And sometimes it's because God has to still do something within us. The great thing about God is that he's not going to set us up for failure. So when he says to be patient, again, he gave us the vision, right? We know what we're supposed to do, but we also have to remember that maybe it's because it could be a lot of different reasons. Like even we can use COVID for an example. A lot of people went out and got businesses and everything like that. They jumped on it, and then guess what? COVID hit. So God's timing is made perfect. And so just continue to hear from him. You know, write it down, put some action in it. There may be something that, you know, you may find is a weakness where you're at area that you're not too sure of. You know, you want to seek professional advice, a coach or a professional, I can't even say the word right now, y'all, an advisor, somebody that can help you in an area that you may be a little unsure of within your business. So there's a lot of things, but just write it down, because if you write it down, write down how you feel about it. You know, is this the right time? Go before the Lord. He'll give you your answer. But just, again, stand on the promises. Stand on the promises. Because that's when the enemy tries to come in and deter you and make you feel like, oh, it's not going to happen. You know, all of those things. And then you start to lose that sight. That's the enemy. Stand on God's promises.
You mentioned during this time of COVID, and I know, like you said earlier, a lot of churches were closed, and I think a lot of people are missing that spiritual connection. And so, what advice would you give to people who are disconnected from the body? Right now, and who are just kind of wailing, because we know that the body, you know, being apart, it strengthens us and it keeps us kind of grounded. And so we're not connected. We're just kind of going left and right. We're not grounded in anything. So what is going to be good for people who are in that situation right now?
Great question. What I would suggest is that you all, whoever, like, you can get together and form a prayer group where you can, you know, get on the phone and pray with one another, do a small Zoom group to where you're keeping yourself connected. So, I mean, right now this is a time where we're, God is prompting us to think outside of the box. We are creative naturally. I mean, that's what we're gifted to be and do. So you can just find different ways that you all can still be able to have that, you know, besides just on your service day. Live, you know, you can listen to YouTube, some of the sermons. I listen to a lot of sermons and daily prayers, morning prayers and stuff like that on YouTube to keep me going every single day as well. So. What I'm getting ready to do right now is I'm getting ready to unmute some of the live callers and just to see if they have anything that they would like to ask or share with our audience that is here today. If you all, I just unmuted everyone. Good morning and welcome for those who have called in. If you have background noise, please mute your phone. Thank you. If there's anyone that would like to say anything, you're welcome to do so. I have opened up the line, so feel free to speak, ask any questions, introduce yourself. You're welcome to do so now.
Good morning, Chanel. This is Minister Aisha Bowles calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And just want to greet our sisters there in Dallas, Texas. And we just want to thank God for these platforms and these opportunities that we are able to connect as women of God, as sisters in the kingdom, that we can hear one another's voices. We can hear the needs and concerns of one another so that we can intercede and pour into one another. So I want to thank you for offering this platform that we are able to connect in our spirits and our hearts and in our minds. And just want to encourage you and every woman, you know, at the sound of my voice, and just that God is doing a new thing. And that this year has been a time for us to heal. That when God calls things to be still, which he has literally stilled the earth. And that when God does the things in the magnitude that he is calling us to a higher level of healing, a higher level of consecration, a higher level of learning who he is so that we can learn who we truly are. And I did hear the young woman talk about our pain being turned into purpose. And I want to share that God has been using the pain of women since the beginning of time. And I believe that God is ready to heal the woman and that we will really be able to operate in our fullness, in our gifts, and all that he has placed in us. And so do the healing work. Heal and dream. Heal and dream. Heal and dream. And don't give up because God is doing something mighty. We can all see what the enemy is doing, but let me tell you, God is doing something greater. And so I love you and bless you, sisters, in the ministry, and stay encouraged and hold on to one another, love each other, and pour into each other. So bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So if there's anyone else that would like to speak, you may do so.
Hi, everyone. I am Chanel's mom, Sandra Robinson from Dallas. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And I kind of came on maybe like 10 minutes after you all came on. So. But as I was picking up, I just wanted to share what the Holy Spirit has shared with me concerning this pandemic and concerning the woes of the world. And my Holy Spirit spoke and said that through this time, hallelujah, God is going to show a mighty work through disasters, through complications, through any form of sickness and disease or whatever. God is bringing us above that. He said, through this time, I'm going to create something greater than what is dying in this world. He's bringing his people together. He's bringing his children together. We as women are supposed to link up. In Titus 1, it says that the woman is to care for the daughter, to raise her up. The men are to care for the sons as well. And our job is to connect and lift each other up. Because we don't have the in my church function anymore, this is the platform for the phones or tablets or Zoom. All this is to bring us together in a different way. And so Chanel's platform with the podcast, it is to join us together. You know, it's almost like, you know, having tea in the morning, you're talking to your friends and you just want to, you know, listen and share, hear each other out. And push through together because we all are one. And my daughter, I want to speak about my daughter because somebody mentioned something about the COVID. And I just wanted to share that we are in it as we speak. But we allow God to take over the reign because, see, the Bible speaks in Exodus how when the people weren't listening, the Lord put a poisonous snakes out there, and the snakes had bit up everybody that was disobedient. And God said, the only way that you can get out of this is to look up where your help cometh from. And when all those who looked up into the heavens and saw where their help cometh from, they got healed. And so through this time of this pandemic, we're in it. My daughter got, she's a nurse, she's on the front line, and she has COVID. And I'm telling you right now, only the grace of God has laid his hands upon my home because I have her here with me. She's in her own room, but God be the glory. We meditate, and if we too tired to read, we get our Bible app, and we let the narrator read to us at night, so that we could be comfort morning, noon, and night while we go through this. So what's happening is that when you trust in God and when you don't look at your own sickness, because I told my daughter, don't look at it as a coronavirus. Look at it as just the flu. We're going to get through this. And so we laughed and we talked and we cried and we ministered, and she's moving up. This is her, I believe, 10th day now, and she has come through all of it. She had all of the symptoms, not just one or two. She had all of them. But the grace of God and the preparation that he had me prepare for such a time, my Holy Spirit kept trying to tell me to prepare a emergency bag. And I kept saying, emergency bag? Well, I said, Lord, what, you know? So I stopped questioning after I heard it three times. And then I kept hearing it daily, get the emergency bag. So I went on out and I got everything that the Lord had told my mind to grab on, cold medicine, Tylenol, you know, mucus relief. I mean, he was just letting me grab the things that I need, and I'm preparing for what I'm thinking is getting ready to happen in this world. He was preparing me for my daughter because everything I had in that emergency bag is what she needed.
Amen.
Everything. So, you know, trust in the Lord, ladies. Trust in the Lord. Listen to the voice of reason. He will not direct you wrong. The Holy Spirit is ready to speak in you. He just needs you to pay attention to his voice. Call him out because the Lord said, activate him. Activate the
Amen.
Holy Spirit. Do not worry. Don't worry your Holy Spirit because he is there to guide you. He can only speak when Christ speaks to him. Listen, Christ tells him what to tell you. He is the voice of God. The Holy Spirit is the voice of God. So if there's anything
Amen.
That you need to hear again, just ask God to release your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So, yes, that is my sister and my mother, and they're in Atlanta. And, again, that's why I say that you just keep going, and you just keep trusting the Lord. You just keep trusting the Lord. I said, Mom, I hope you're going to be okay, you know, because I don't want you getting it because you're a senior. She said, this is my daughter. I know what I need to do, and I will stay away as much as I can, but we want to make sure she does. And so God's grace. God's grace is sufficient.
And one last thing.
My mom took her test, and it came back negative. Amen. Yes. Thank you all so very much. If there's anyone else that would like to say anything, you're welcome to do so now. And if not, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. This is a live event here in Dallas. And so, again, I thank you all for this time. This is a beautiful event. I'm glad that I'm out here with these amazing women of God. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything?
Hey, Chanel, it's Autumn.
Hey.
It's her.
This is my sister.
I just want to...
Go ahead. It's all right. It's okay.
I just want to say God to you. It's for my family. Pray for me. But I have always had faith in God that He would see me through, even at tough times, because of this COVID coming so fast. But let me tell you, this is the tears of joy, because joy comes in the morning. And I woke up, be okay. Everything will be okay. But I'm taking precaution. I'm exercising. I'm trying to get my breathing up. And I'm staying worthy to God's praise. I'm praising Him every day. I just want you guys to know that things will come out of nowhere, but you got to stay ready. You got to, you know, you'll get put through the test, but God wants you to stay in His word and stay believing that a new day is always coming. And I just want to thank Chanel for just being obedient to God. Just always loving Him and giving me a good word. And my mom, oh, she's amazing. And God puts things on her heart that allows her to manifest through this whole house. And with that being said, I'm healed. I already said healed because I am healed. I didn't say anything negative. So thank you for your time, Chanel. This was good.
Amen.
I listen to it always. And
Thank you guys.
Chanel's doing amazing things. Just stay worthy. If you have a platform you want to start doing or a blog you want to create, please, please, Chanel is the person, because God put it on her heart to start this, and it's not going to go unfinished. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pray us out of the podcast. So, Autumn Mitchell.
We're just waiting
to
hear the Spirit land, and we want to pray for your sister.
Hallelujah. Amen. Absolutely.
She's been asking and willing and want to serve.
Amen. 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 Am Lord, we know that you have a purpose for this disease, but I know that you also want to heal her. So right now, Lord, we ask you to go and touch her on the top of her head to allow that fever to go out.
Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for every woman here, Lord, Father God, and those that are listening in, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to be here today, just to praise you and thank you and recognize that you are God. Thank you, Lord, for the platform. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing, even in the midst. We just thank you, Father God. I pray for everybody's covering, their coming and their going, the protection of every family, Lord, and all those connected to us. Give us what we need, Father God. You know the need. You know every individual need above and beyond, Lord. So we pray that you just give us what it is that we need to go out and do your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everyone have a good day. I am ending the Selfless Love Talk radio show with your host, Coach Chanel Bud.
Okay.